Assessing the youth vote, can it tip the scales in next week's U.S. presidential election?
We think about the size of our electorate and how the demographics are shifting. You combine Gen Z and millennials, they make up 49% of the electorate.
Unlike previous generations, the trends point to a new level of engagement.
Gen Z, from the moment we could start voting, we've bucked youth voter trends. We turned out in 2018, 2020, and again in 2022.
Today is October 30th, and this is The Issue from VOA. I'm Scott Walterman.
And I'm Lori London.
We're not really prioritized in the political field, but I'm very excited and proud to say that I will be voting because my vote matters.
Gen Z voters in the United States are credited with being a major factor in stopping what was expected to be a Republican sweep of Congress back in the 2022 midterm election.
We know that there are 41 million new eligible voters who've come eligible to vote since 2020.
Denora Getachew is the CEO of DoSomething.org. Less than a week until the presidential election, and turnout will be a critical factor.
I am very excited. This is my first time voting.
And excitement drives turnout.
I'm 18, and this will be my first time voting in the 2024 election. I will be voting for Trump. He did a really great job leading our country in these last 2 years that he was leading. And I really appreciate him as a president.
Well, Scott, it really does look like the lines have been very long in early voting, which we do here in the United States. People can vote early ahead of Election Day, and some people like to vote on the actual Election Day. So it certainly seems like we're hearing big turnout, but who are they? Are they young voters? You know, are they Gen Zers, or are they waiting to Election Day to vote?
Well, we've had record turnouts in the last couple of cycles. And what's interesting about the youth vote is, while it traditionally doesn't come out in big numbers, there are exceptions. I remember covering an event during the Obama and McCain election cycle. And the Associated Press had just released a report on the night of this one event where both Obama and McCain attended a Rock the Vote dinner. And back then, the AP had done an analysis of the previous election cycle, and it showed a fairly large youth voter turnout. And then again, you know, as we mentioned previously, in 2022, huge Gen Z voter turnout helped turn back a Republican takeover of Congress.
Right, and it looks like both candidates, former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris, are both really courting younger voters and, you know, enlisting celebrities and musicians and the like to really, you know, bring out those young voters. So that'll be interesting to watch, to see, you know, what impact they have and who they vote for.
We can get some more from someone who's actually working to get young voters engaged in the political system. Jack LaBelle joins us. He's National Press Secretary for Voters of Tomorrow and himself a member of Gen Z.
How do you see Gen Z voters' engagement?
Yeah, so Gen Z, from the moment we could start voting, we've bucked youth voter trends. We turned out in 2018, 2020, and again in 2022, in remarkably high numbers, essentially delivering blows time and time again to Trump, and his friends. This year is no different. We expect youth voter turnout again, to be incredibly high. Especially in key battleground states and districts where we can make the biggest difference. Voters of Tomorrow, we are doing our part as Gen Z organizers to ensure that our generation shows up. We've so far texted and called young people over 16 million times this cycle. And we are not stopping. We are continuing our efforts right through Election Day to ensure that our generation makes our voices heard.
What do you think makes Gen Z different? Because youth voter turnout, although there have been spikes from time to time where there's a big youth vote, but general conventional wisdom is they don't vote. Why do Gen Z voters vote?
Yeah, well, one reason is because of Trump. Trump represents everything. Trump goes against everything about who we are as Gen Zers. Donald Trump wants to take away our freedoms, our reproductive rights, our healthcare rights, our education rights. He Gen Z cares so deeply about equity and being connected to each other. And Donald Trump really only looks out for himself. During the first Trump presidency, Gen Z suffered extreme losses at the hands of Donald Trump that we're still feeling today. Whether that's the Trump abortion bans that have affected millions of women across the country, but in particular young women. Whether that's Trump rolling back over 100 environmental regulations during his time as president, or his failure to his failed response to the COVID-19 pandemic that essentially led to Gen Zers, including myself, losing years of normal, you know, a normal education and normal social interactions. Gen Z fears a second Donald Trump term, in which he has already pledged that he would hand over control over environmental regulations to big oil, scrap the Affordable Care Act, which would cause millions of young people to lose health care coverage, attack his political opponents, deport millions of even legal immigrants. Gen Z sees Kamala Harris as the way to furthering the progress that we've made under the Biden-Harris administration and protecting our futures against the grave threat that Donald Trump poses.
How are you gauging the number of new registered voters that are young people that are just coming of age to vote, or voting for the first time?
First of all, there's those who are aging into the electorate. There's going to be approximately 41 million eligible Gen Z voters this election, and about 8 million aged into the electorate in 2022, including myself, and about another 8 million are aging into the electorate, you know, in between 2022 and 2024. So Gen Z now represents a large voting bloc. And you know, to that effect, we saw youth voter registration skyrocket after Kamala Harris became the presumptive Democratic nominee. She has invigorated our generation, brought us into politics in a way that we really haven't seen before. And as a result, we are confident that we're going to see extremely high levels of youth voter turnout in the coming days.
Do you have any data on how Gen Z as a group votes Republican and Democrat? It's not 100% Democrat.
Yeah, that's correct. Though we overwhelmingly lean left, and as a result, many of us see the Democratic Party as our home in politics. We are less focused on partisan concerns and more. We want to protect our future, and so whichever candidate is doing that, we're going to work with them. And in this election, that is Kamala Harris. The Republican Party is in no way concerned with our future, and we've seen that they've sold us out time and time again to the NRA, big oil, the anti-abortion lobby. You know, the Democratic Party has its problems, but they are overwhelmingly concerned with Gen Z's future. You know, we hear Kamala Harris virtually in every speech she delivers, at least in recent weeks, talking about the hope that Gen Z gives her. And that last night she said that she sees the promise of America in first time voters. That is just never something you're hearing. I mean, you're not hearing much coherent remarks out of Trump these days, but you know, you're not getting that sense from Donald Trump or really any Republicans. I mean, just this week, Speaker Mike Johnson. I mean, even the Republicans who pretend to act principled, you know, we saw this week Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, essentially promising that if Donald Trump wins, they will scrap the Affordable Care Act, which would lead to millions of young Americans under 26 losing guaranteed coverage under their parents' healthcare plans. This kills people.
So you've kind of been touching on all of these things. What would you say the three main most important issues Gen Zers are concerned about?
Yeah, so the economy is generally the first concern that we hear from Gen Zers. You know, we depend on strong union jobs as much as anyone. You know, we depend on access to affordable housing and healthcare and education. And so I know I just listed a few others, but you know, healthcare and access to reproductive healthcare is another top concern of Gen Z's. And then we see other issues like beyond those two or three, it varies from survey to survey, and a lot of people have different concerns. But you know, among them, climate change, education, gun violence prevention. You know, those are generally the top concerns listed by Gen Z. And actually, no matter what the concern is, in every single issue that we polled in our survey over the summer of Gen Z in battleground states, we found that Gen Z, you know, regardless of you know, this is just a broad survey of Gen Z that we conducted, or I should say we commissioned. But we found that Gen Z trusts Kamala Harris more than Donald Trump on every single issue. You know, ranging from, of course, healthcare and reproductive rights, but also including the economy and immigration and crime. Kamala Harris has done a phenomenal job of connecting with our generation and fighting for us.
You know, Gen Z voters are credited with turning back what was called the red wave in 22. Every once in a while, you see a generation come along that is informed by the childhood they had. So in the 70s, you had a whole group of brand new voters who were influenced by the Vietnam War, the racial tension and riots of the 60s, and so on. Gen Z were born into a United States that was at war, and for the first, 10, 15 years of your lives, we were at war. And there were other similar factors. Do you see Gen Z being one of those pivot generations in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, every generation has their movement. For Gen Z, it's been in response to Trump and his chaos and division and hate. And we were successfully pushing back against Donald Trump. We've as I said, defeated him at the ballot box time and time again, and we're confident that we're going to again do that come November 5th.
What are you doing in this last week? And also, do you believe that Gen Z voters could be the segment of the U.S. population that actually tipped the scales for this election?
Yeah. So in your, for your second question, certainly, we've actually been, so there's a ranking of not only in the presidential election, do I think Gen Z will be pivotal, but also in key House races across the country. There's a ranking from Circle at Tufts University that the Youth Electoral Significance Index and Voters of Tomorrow, we've actually sent mail and texts to the top 11 swing House districts where young people can make the greatest difference based on Circle's rankings as of August, late August. So yes, absolutely. They're Gen Zers have made their voices heard in key states and districts in recent years, and now we're seeing young people show up to vote early and vote by mail in key states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, where the vice president's campaign and Voters of Tomorrow have done great jobs courting their votes. In this final week, we're going to be continuing to contact young voters by text, by call, in person. And then the members of our team who are not on the ground will be convening in Washington, D.C. at our Youth Vote War Room, which you know, we had in 2022 and will again hosting in next week.
All right, Jack, hey, thanks for the insight into the generational vote and your time.
Yeah, of course. Thanks again for reaching out, and please keep in touch.
That was Jack Lobel, National Press Secretary with Voters of Tomorrow.
And you know, Lori, we don't want to give the impression that every single member of Gen Z in the U.S. is going to vote for Kamala Harris. As we heard at the beginning of the show, there are Gen Z voters voting for Donald Trump, and there are Gen Z voters voting for Kamala Harris. And as you can tell, Voters of Tomorrow is an advocacy group as well as someone who tracks the voting habits. So he was talking both from a theological standpoint and also giving us data that their polling had indicated.
And I wonder, you know, a lot of people I know growing up would become part of the party of their parents. You know, if you're a young person and your family is all Democrat, you may be, that may be ingrained in you, vice versa, Republican. Although this generation really, they're very independent thinkers. And so it's hard to say. Yeah,
well,
which way?
And there are also examples just the other way. I can tell you personally, I did not vote the way my parents voted.
Well, there you go. You've been listening to The Issue from the Voice of America.
On behalf of everyone here at VOA, thanks so much for spending this time with us.
You can follow The Issue on X and Facebook at VOA The Issue. And for news 24/7, visit our website at voanews.com.
In Washington, I'm Scott Balterman.
And I'm Lori London. We will see you tomorrow.